The Sunday event is a sneak preview of a documentary airing on HBO later this month called 3.5 Minutes, 10 Bullets. Patty Brigham, who chairs the League of Women Voters of Florida's Gun Safety Committee, says it's about the shooting death of Jordan Davis in 2012. His shooter claims self-defense.
It's about sort of an infamous stand your ground case in Florida. Michael Dunn, middle-aged white man, Jordan Davis, African-American teenager. It was a shooting in Jacksonville at a gas station over the volume of the music coming from the young man's car, Jordan Davis. And Michael Dunn wound up firing 10 bullets at the car, which was full of unarmed teenagers.
After the viewing, a panel discussion will take place. Members of the league and the NAACP will sit on the panel. Tallahassee Representative Alan Williams, also on the panel, has filed bills for several years repealing Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Brigham says the goal is to not only depict racial bias, but to show what can occur when guns are introduced in certain situations.
This film coincides with our concern about guns on campus, because if you allow these guns on campuses, then you're setting up situations that stand your ground, that defense could apply or would be used, not necessarily apply, but where a stand your ground defense would be claimed. So we're very concerned about that. It's an opportunity for the panel to discuss.
Brigham and the league are against a bill allowing concealed weapon permit holders to carry guns on campus. It's moving through both chambers of the legislature. Supporters say it's needed to make campuses safer. The screening and forum are scheduled to take place Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Florida State University Student Life Cinema. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.